Hello everybody, my name's Maggie Webber and I'm known to many by the name, the title, I guess you'd call it, the Working Mother's Mentor. I'm a coach, a best-selling author, and I love working with working mothers. And the reason I like that work and find that my passion is because I've been a working mother for many, many years. And it takes me back to a quote from someone called John Gray I heard presenting in Sydney once. And John Gray wrote, "Men are from Mars, women are from Venus." And you know how you have those aha moments sometimes? And he was at the entertainment center and he was presenting and he said, "A working woman today is doing her mother and her father's job. And a single working woman, she's either a miracle worker or she's crazy." And at the time, I was exactly that. And I realized how difficult it was to keep all the balls up in the air. And I had what I now call the struggle with the juggle going on. And this is why I love working with working mothers, to show them some shortcuts, to show them some techniques that I've learned along the way, and to find some ways to model me and not have to go through some of the lessons and the tough times that I went through. And if I can do anything, leave any kind of legacy, it would be that, to share those tips and techniques with working mothers. So I've written a couple of best-selling books. I've got A Working Mother's Guide to a Guilt-Free Career, and I've recently written another one called A Working Mother's Guide to Blockchain and Cryptocurrency. That's a bit of a strange one. That's for a very different market. So but I love, as I say, working with working mothers. And so I noticed that one of the things that we're not very good at is looking after ourselves. We're sort of in our DNA, it is to nurture everybody else. And then we wonder why we are exhausted and why we're getting grumpy and why we're putting on the extra weight, because we're pumping so many stress hormones into us that it's sitting around our tummy and our hips. So all of these things I'm going to cover in my podcast and give some shortcuts to people. So the first one I want to talk about is about aging. But before I do that, I want to give a bit more of a background as to how I got involved in all of this. My journey into personal development started, gosh, probably 30 years ago now. And I remember when I was married to a professional golfer, and we used to live 3-4 months a year at our organic farm down in southeast Gippsland in Victoria in Australia. And then the rest of the time we were based in firstly, it was in Europe, and then when he played the US tour, we were based over there in Orlando. And so I was very passionate about building a well-being centre at the farm, and it took me 3.5 years to get this farm organically certified, and we're going to build this well-being centre there with nice little cottages and solar-powered this and everything else, and it was lovely. Now, one of our friends was a chap called Peter Brock, and he was a racing car driver and wonderful fellow, wonderful Australian legend. And he and his partner Bev turned up at the farm one day for a barbecue, and he handed me a book in a brown paper bag, and I thought, you know, it looked like a drug deal or something. It was crazy. So he handed me this brown paper bag, and he said, "I've had it channeled that I need to give you this book." Now, Brocky was an absolute petrol head, but he was also deeply spiritual. And I opened this brown paper bag, and the book inside was called Autobiography of a Yogi. by Yoganandra. And I said to him, what do I do with that? Use it as a doorstop? It was massive, this really big book. So anyway, I put it aside. We had our barbecue. And a few days later, I was looking through one of my organic-y, compost-y type magazines, and I saw an ad for the Chopra Centre. And I didn't realise at the time that synchronicity was kicking in very thick and fast. So I thought, oh, that looks interesting. I'd like to study to do Ayurveda and become an Ayurvedic practitioner. Now, Ayurveda means, it's a Sanskrit word, and it means the science of life. So I contacted the Chopra Centre and I said to them, I'd like to be an Ayurvedic teacher. So, cut a long story short, to do that, I had to do 5 different courses. And the first one was primordial sound meditation, and the second one was called Seduction of Spirit. And I went and studied for a week up in Beaver Creek in Colorado with Deepak and about 2,000 other people. And as Deepak walked past me and walked up onto the stage, I got this really strong feeling that I'll be working with you in 6 months. I'll tell you more about that story in my next podcast, but suffice it to say, it was, 2 days short of 6 months when I was standing up on stage at the Entertainment Centre in Sydney and speaking in front of an audience of 2,500 people. And Deepak spoke before me, and then I followed him as a speaker and talked to the audience about primordial sound meditation. So it was pretty extraordinary. Anyway, the thing I wanted to speak with you about today is about aging, because I am 65 years old. Now, if I think that, I'm actually 65 years young, but if I tell myself I'm 65 years old, I often think that I'm old. So this is interesting because, as Deepak says, our cells are eavesdropping on every conversation we have. So that's why I'd prefer to say I'm 65 years young. So I'm 65 years young. Chronologically, on June the 18th, 2020. But my cellular age, the second kind of aging, my cellular age, stroke biological age, stroke metabolic age, is 48. Now, I'm far more interested in the age of my cells, which you can test in various ways, than I am in the age that's on my passport or on my driver's license. And then the third kind of aging is your psychological age. And my psychological age varies depending on whether I'm with my children or not, and whether I'm out partying or, you know, being a serious mother in front of my children. So aging is relative. And as I say, it's fascinating, I find, with people with their birthdays. Particularly in the West, we sweat and stress over the big zero birthdays. Oh, I'm about to turn 40 or I'm about to turn 50. Who cares? I feel at my 60th birthday party, I had an absolute ripper of a party and was jiving, and so many people, you know, at the party, they just, I felt sad. Anyway, I won't go into that right now. But you really need to be young at heart and not worry about the age that's on your passport. I think Mae West said it best, and it's very naughty because she was such a naughty girl, but she said, you're as old as the man you feel, which is why I've, except for one boyfriend, always had younger boyfriends and younger partners, because they keep you young. And anyway, but aging is important. So forget about the age on your passport. Forget about the age on your driver's license. And make sure you concentrate on the age in yourselves. So I'll come back to you tomorrow with a little bit more about aging and a bit more about Deepak Chopra.